Okay, today's daf Tzadik Tes. We are on Tzadik Tes, actually. We're actually just going to go back and read the Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'ilu Nishmas Rachel Bas Yitzchak Moshe. Shalom Shavon Aliyah. Okay, so the Mishnah says like this. Hashol es hapara, if somebody borrows a cow, when are you considered the shoel that you're responsible for any damages that happened to the cow? When are you considered the shoel? When I call you up and say, hi, can I borrow your cow? Hashol es hapara, vishol chalo, and you send it, biad bino, biad avdo, biad shlucho, and the mashiel, that's the lender, sends it with his son, his daughter, whatever. Oh, biad avdo, biad ashulcho, shol shoel, or you send your son to go pick it up. Umesa, and it dies on the way. Potter, you are potter. Why? Because you're only a shoel when it's in your possession. However, amalo hashoel, if the shoel calls up the mashal and says, I'm sending over, send it over right now with your son. Sholchali biad bini, send it with my son. Biad avdi, with my eved. Biad shluchi, my shliach. Oh, or biad bincha, your son. Biad avdecha, your servant. Biad shluchecha, your shliach. Oh, or Shoel HaMashal. The Mashal calls up the Shoel and says, by the way, Harini Mashal Chalacha, I'm going to send it over right now. Biad Bni, with my son. Biad Avdi, my servant. Biad Shluchi, my Shliach. Oh, Biad Bincha, your son. Biad Avdicha, your Eved. Biad Shluchicha, your Shliach. V'amalei HaShoel, Shalach. And the Shoel says, send it right over. The Shulchan sends it over. Umeis that it dies in the way. Chayev. The Shoel's Chayev. Why? Because he knew about it, he wanted it to happen. It's different. V'chein also b'shah shemachzira when you're returning it. Same thing when you return it. Same halachas when you return it. It's not returned until when? Until it's returned, unless you say all these conditions. Okay. Now the Gemara says 1 minute. The case was right. If the shoel or the mashal, either one calls up the other one and says, yeah, I'm going to be sending it over right now with my eved, I'm sending it over, and the shoel says, yeah, please send it over, then you are chayv if it's in transit. Right? You are chayv if it's in transit. The shoel is chayv if it's in transit. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Biad avdo? If the mashal sends it with his eved, chayv? Why is the shoel chayiv? Yad eved kid yad rabo dummy. That's no different. An eved like the mashil. So why on earth is the shoel chayiv? Says Rashi, bitmiya. It's a question. Katani, amale ha-shoel, if the shoel says, shoel chali, send it, biyad avdecha, send it with your eved. I got to have it right away. Send it right now. V'shoel chalo, and he sends it, chayiv ha-shoel bu'unsa baderech. The shoel is responsible if anything happens on the way. But it never left the mashal's rishus. Why? Because the yad eved kiad rabo. The yad eved kiad rabo damya. V'harei hu ki'ilu halicha lihu. It's as if the mashal himself was taking it along. No one holds that the shoel is chayiv then. Still in the mashal's possession. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, no, we're not talking about an eved kanani. Be'eved ivri. We're talking about an eved ivri. Delo kanu le gufe. You don't own an eved ivri. You don't own the goof of an eved ivri. So the eved ivri is not the yad of the owner. He's not.
What does that mean? Shliach adam kamoisa.
That means that whatever I can do, the shliach can do. That's not a shliach.
Why not?
Because it's an eved.
What's the difference?
He's very different. What's the difference between an agent and a slave? They're very different. Very different things. The status is different. The status is different. We didn't ask the question on the shliach. Why did we ask the question on the shliach? Might not be the same thing. If I said the shliach to be makaj a woman for me, does that mean that the shliach is my eved? No. It means in that one area he's doing me a shlichus. That's not an eved. An eved has no independence at all. So you hear the answer that we're giving? Shmuel says it's an eved ivri. So an eved ivri has independent body. Kinyan guf is not kone. Therefore what? Therefore he can be the shliach so to speak, of the mashil, but it's still the shaul's responsibility.
So why would he not himself be chayim?
What?
Why would he himself? Why the
who? The Eved Ivri? Because I don't think Eved Ivri is a chayim on anything. He's still an Eved. It's a very funny answer. We never say that an Eved means Eved Ivri. Right. Never say such a thing. Whenever you have a Mishnah with an Eved, it's never an Eved Ivri. Never. Not only that, Tosfos asked, Tosfos of Tosfos Delo, he asked, but the Gemara says that an Eved Ivri is Guf HaKonoi. You do, right? Eved Ivri Afagaf, the Parakamah, the Kedushin. I'm reading the Eved Ivri Guf HaKonoi. Eved Ivri is Guf HaKonoi. You do own an Eved Ivri. That's Hainu, that's only Le'inyan She'en Geroso, Machol, Imachol Balpeh, Ela Bishtar. For grown Kesef, that the Eved Ivri has the right to buy his freedom. Somehow, I don't know, his brother-in-law wins the lottery, he wants to give him the money to buy his freedom, he's allowed to do that. You make a star, you don't make a star. That's all that Gemara means over there, that he owns the Eved Ivri. He doesn't own the Eved Ivri the way he owns the Eved Kenani. So therefore, if the Eved Ivri is going on is the shliach, he's the messenger boy now, it's still going to be the Shoel's responsibility. Okay? Good? Rav Amar, Rav says that we never give this answer that an Eved Ivri, we never say it's an Eved Ivri. Rav Amar, afilu tam Eved Kenani. It's still an Eved Kenani. So if it's an Eved Kenani, how could the Eved Kenani not be the yad of the owner? How could it not be? Nase ka'amalo, it's as if it said to the nase ka'amalo, it's as if the shoel says to the mashil, hikisha b'makel v'hitavo, hit the animal with the stick and let it come over to me. In other words, Rashi says, the last wide line, nase ka'amar, it's as if the shoel says to the mashil, hikisha b'makel, hit it with a stick, v'hui tavo, and it'll come. Achare, after, toward me. Hilkach, mishiyatza michatzeiro shalbailim, once it leaves the chutzah of the Baal, bein below shomer, bein ayadei shomer, it doesn't make a difference if there's a shomer, if there's no shomer, if there's an Eved Ivri, an Eved Kenani, it makes no difference. Amda b'rishos shoel, it's considered in the possession of the shoel. Why? The shibud nafshei, because the shoel says, I want it, the minute it leaves your front door. You want to send it with your son? Send it with your son. You want to send it with your Eved? Send it with your Eved. It doesn't make a difference to me. It's going to be mine the minute it leaves. That's how badly I need it. So you throw the animal out. Hey, go, animal, go. Now, in a minute, the Gemara is going to say that only applies, or that might only apply, if you're neighbors. And the animal knows. There's no other way for the animal to go. We share. You live inside my courtyard. So when I send the animal, there's nowhere else for it to go. But if we live three blocks away from each other, what do you mean you send the animal go? What are you doing? Where's the animal going? That doesn't make any sense.
You send it down the street to his house.
The animal's not, doesn't know where to go. If you live within in the same chatzar, send the animal's nowhere to go. Obviously, the shoal means, okay, the minute he leaves the front door, he's going to my front door. That makes sense. If you live down the block, don't live like that. What kind of thing is this? Who says such a thing?
But that's
the answer. The question was, how can it be an Eved Kenani? An Eved Kenani is the yad of the Eved. No! The shoal said, just send it. You hear? The shoal said, just send it. So it's as if the shoal is taking responsibility the minute it leaves the guy's front door. You want to send it with Rashi said. You want to send it with a shomer? Send it. You don't want to? Don't. Meisve, 1 minute. We have a brayso that says not like that. Hashol es apara. If somebody borrows a para, v'shilchalo b'yad beno, and he sends it with his son, b'yad shlucho, chayev. The shol is chayev. Why is he chayev? Why is he chayev? Because it must be this kind of case, right? Biad, what kind of case? What kind of case? The case we said, the minute it leaves the front door, it's mine. Biad avdo, putter. If you send it with an eved, then you're putter. So that doesn't make any sense. Bishlom Shmuel makes a lot of sense. Masnisa be'eved ivri. The Mishnah is talking about an eved ivri. Brisa be'eved kenani. The Brisa is talking about an eved kenani. And the reason why you're putter is because yad eved ki yad shliach. El Rav Kasha. But according to Rav, it's a Kasha. Why you putter? Right? Amalach Rav, Lo Tema Naser Ka'amale. Don't say it means it's as if he said it. Ela Ema Ba'amale. Kisha V'makel V'hitavo. Not we treat it as if you said it. You really said it. You really said such a thing. Right? In the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah was talking about, well, you mamish said that. Therefore, you're chayev. Why? Because the minute it leaves the front door of the mashil, you're chayev. He's a shomer, he's Eved Kenani. Let me make a difference. You said that. Not to be treated as if he said it. You really said it. In the Brisa, you didn't say that. Therefore, if the mashal sends it with an Eved, you putter. Why you putter? Because Yad Eved, Ki Yad Rabbo, never left the master's Rishus. It never left the master's Rishus. Why should you chayev? The Itmar. Because we learned. Hashileni Parascha. If a guy says, I want to borrow your cow. V'yamale, the Yadmi. Who should I send it with? V'amale. Don't send it with anybody. Hikishim Makal V'tavo. Just let it come to me. Right? Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Baravua. Amar Rav. Kivan Shiyazis Mirashus Mashil. Once it leaves the front door of the mashil, umesa, and it dies, chayiv, you're chayiv. Even if he doesn't want, I'm not sending the animal alone, it's ridiculous, I'll send it with my eved. Right? Doesn't make a difference. Once the shoal said, send it to me, I don't care how, let it go, you're chayiv. Okay? Okay, fine. Very good. Name of Messiah, another price that says the exact same thing. Hashi'eleni parascha, if I want to borrow your cow, can I borrow your cow? V'amalei biadmi, who should I send it with? Yeah, no problem. But who should I send it with? V'amalei, don't send it with anybody. Hikisha v'makel v'tavo. Just let it go, let it come. Send it out of the barn and let it come. Kivan shiyatas mershus mashil. Once it leaves the possession of the mashil, umesa, and it dies, chayiv, the shoal is chayiv. Why? Because he's chayiv in everything. And there's no reason why he's putter. Amar Ravashi, none of this is araya. Why? Hachav Mayaskinan. You know what we're talking about in all these cases? Kigon, Shahisa Chatzero Shal Shoel, Lifnim, Michatzero Shal Mashal. The Chatzer of the Shoel is within the Chatzer of the Mashal. So it makes perfect sense. Dechi Mishal Chalei, Vadai Lahasa Mazla. Because once you send it out of the Mashal's house, there's nowhere else for it to go. There's nowhere else for it to go. It goes straight into the Shoel's Rishus. Nowhere else. Look at Rashi. It's a little bit of a long Rashi, but I'll explain it great. Rashi says, the Rashi of Lefnim Mechatzero Shalmashal. He says, Shechatzero Shalmashal, the chatzer of the lender, is Pesucha L'Rishus Rabim, opens up into the Rishus Rabim, the chatzer of Shoel Lefnim Imedo, but the chatzer of the Shoel is within the chatzer of the Mashal. U Pesucha L'Chatzero Shalmashal, and it opens up into the chatzer of the Mashal. Shein Nichnas in V'yotzen L'Chatzero Shal Shoel, the shoel can't go to the street without passing through the mashal's yard. Impossible. That's the arrangement they have. So the hasam some chadaite the shoel mishiyamduhu abaylam lefaneha lahatosa l'tzad chasher shel shoel. When you open up the door of the barn and tell the animal go over there, the animal has nowhere to go, but there's nowhere else for it to go, right? Umachile bechutra, you give it a whack. And then it goes. Vadai, for sure, lahasam riyata. It's going to go that direction. Vahu have a meshabed shoel nafshe. That's the only time when a shoel is meshabed himself. Send it right now. We live next door to each other. Send it right now. Then such a concept makes sense. Aval imhoizet tzmicha lovel derech rishus rabim. But if the animal's got to go down the block, lios, lolam, emalach, I can tell you, afilu amar le hachi, even if the shoel said such a thing, send it right over. How am I sending it over? Just send it. What kind of thing is that? We live four blocks away from each other. What do you mean just send it? Where's it going? Hachi lo samchadaite sheyif kirena hamashil below shomer. Nobody thinks that a guy is going to send his animal out of shomer. Nobody does that. It's ridiculous. Velo shibud nafshe ajitav liyado, and there's not going to be responsibility until it reaches his hands? That's a crazy thing to say. It only makes sense when we mamash live next door to each other. Not even next door, within the same chatzar we live. Then it makes perfect sense. You tell the animal, give it a whack, it's going to walk straight into my chatzar. That makes sense. then I'm a shiva nafshe. Not in a regular case.
See a lot of that in back houses with the back houses.
Correct. So the Gemara asked, so ihachi, so that's the only time that we'll rely on this kind of thing. So ihachi, maila membra. So what's the chiddush in that? That's so obvious. If we share yards and there's only way the animal could go is going into my yard, what's the chiddush in that? So yes, of course, the shul is responsible because the mamash is right here. But if it's four blocks away, the shul is not responsible. Why is he responsible? Because he said, send it right over. So what? What did he mean? He sent it over without a guide? How does the animal know where to go? What kind of thing is that? So, my lament, what's the chiddush in that? Lo tzricha, deka gzayasa. Some kind of like side alley or something where the animal, I guess, could go. It's not going anywhere. There's nowhere for it to go. It still has to go into the show else for shows. Maybe it could go a little bit like, you know, there's a little bit of a dead end somewhere in the two, between the two chutzers, where the animal could hang out. There's nowhere for it to go. It can't escape. Just to go some dead end. How do they translate that in English?
Nooks and crannies.
Nooks and crannies. I would have thought, lo sam chadaite. That you know, this is also not good reliance. Why? Dilma kaima hasam. Maybe it's going to hang out in the nook and cranny. Volo asya azla lehedya, and it's not going to come to my rishus. Kamash malon. We don't say that. To some chadaite. Why? Because there's nowhere for it to. It's not a long term solution. It's not a long term plan for this animal. There's nowhere for it to stay. It can't stay there in the nook and cranny. It's got to go somewhere. It'll eventually get to my rishus.
Why can't it get stuck where it is? It just gets stuck there.
Because you give it a hit, so it goes.
Yeah, but once you get it ahead, and then it's in this...
But we're mamash right next to each other.
This labyrinth.
It's like our chutz is as far as me to you. So it's not a labyrinth. That's not like that. So the animal can go over there. Where's it going over there? There's nowhere for it to go. It'll sit there. Eventually it's coming out.
Yeah.
That's exactly the case. A thing like this. So my chutz to you is like this. I hit my animal, it goes right into you. You want to go over there for 5 minutes? It'll go over there for 5 minutes. That undoes the whole show? No.
As soon as it gets hungry, it'll come out of there.
Exactly. Okay.
So it's smart enough not to get stuck.
Right. So the Gemara asked, so good. So the Ritva? No. The Taurus Chaim asked such a very interesting question. He says, we gave an explanation for Rav. Rav said that it was an Eved Kenani. Right? That was Rav's answer. If it's an Eved Kenani, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. And the Gemara answered, no, they're next door to each other. Right? They're next door to each other. So it's not Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, because you don't even need a mask. You don't even need an Eved. The animal's going to go by itself. That was the answer we gave. Right? Then we asked, so, my lememra, what's the chiddush in that? Maybe it goes to nooks and crannies. Right? Now, Rav said the exact same thing as the Brisa, right? Rav said the exact same thing as the Brisa, right? Yet, the Brisa we translate as to mean we're next door to each other, but Rav was talking about with this Rosh Hashanah, it's a few blocks away, right? That answer was only in the Brisa. So the question is, Rav said the exact same words as the Brisa. So why are we translating the Brisa one way and Rav another way? So Taurus Chaim says, listen to this, I'll read it out so you can see what it says. He says, Shabraisa was a Lashon of Tanoim. And Shadarkam Lakatzer Bilashonam. Tanoim are always very Makatzer. They're not. Mishnah is shorter than Gemara, right? Ve'efshel Afarish, Shez Kavano L'Bofen Kazeh. So we could explain the Brisa as talking about a case where they're next door to each other. Aval Rav. Shuamora was an Amora. Ha'ilo lefarish devar. He should have explained himself better. The umikach shelo amar shemadubar dafka kishayis a chaser shal shoal lefnim a chaser shal mashal. He didn't give that funny case where they live next door to each other. He didn't say that. Therefore, muach shu amar zdino afkishayis shus rabban am. Even if there was a rabban between them, you hear this? Unbelievable answer. Okay. Exactly. Amar Ravuna. Ravuna said the following. Hashoel kardom mechavero, if somebody borrows an axe from his friend, bakabo, if I borrow the axe, I start chopping down my tree, If I start chopping down my tree, kino, I acquire the X. Lo bakabo, if I did not start chopping down the tree, then lo kino. Then I am not chayev. I didn't acquire the axe. What does that mean? I didn't use it yet. If I started using it, then I acquire it. But if I didn't start using it, I didn't acquire it. Who made up this question of use? Who made up this idea of use? If I borrow the axe, I didn't use it yet, and somehow it breaks. Well, I'm not chayev. I'm a shoal. So the Gemara says, one second, lamai. Regarding, what are we talking about? Ilei mela onsin. If we're talking about onsin, maishna para, demisha she'ela. What's the difference between a para? You're responsible the minute you borrow it. Whether you use it or not, that makes no difference. Ella lechazara. So you want to talking about returning it? What does that mean, returning it? So look at Rashi. El lechazara. She'im ba mashal. If the mashal comes, lachzar, he wants it back. Ulatovo mimenu besoch yume azman shesh ilolo. In other words, I say to you, can I borrow your axe, Monty? This is no problem. For 30 days? No problem. After 3 days, Monty comes, I need the axe back. So if I didn't start using it, I have to give it back. Even though he told me 30 days, I have to give it back. If I started using it already, he can't ask for it back. Is that what that means? Bakabo lo matzi hadarbe mashil. If I started using it, I don't have to return it to the mashil, even though he needs it now. Why? Because he told me 30 days. Lo bakabo, but if I didn't start using it yet, matzi mashil hadarbe, I have to return it to him. It's a funny halacha, but okay. Pligi the Rav Ami. The Rav Ami argues in that. The Amr of Ami. Hamashal kardom shal hektish. If you borrow an axe that belongs to hektish, mal lefitovas hana shebo. You are a chayiv for even the tovas hana. What does that mean, tovas hana? Let's look at Rashi. Mal hamashal l'shalem lehektish. Hamashil, Mishal Lishalim Lehektish, Keren Shenena Bahashalaso. You have to, the guy who borrowed an axe, he stole the axe. Hektish didn't lend an axe, right? That's what it says. Where am I? Domer Vami, Hamashil Kardom Shal Hektish. If you borrow an axe of Hektish, or maybe the gizmo and you lend the axe to somebody, your maal, you didn't even use it. That's the kick. You didn't even use the axe. Your maal, what are you maal? Ma hi hana also, would you benefit? Lefi tovas hana shabo. The tovas hana. What does that mean? Omzim. Kama who wrote Elios nechzar mishalo lahachzik la shoel tovas hana kazu. How much would I pay, or how much would I get paid to do you a favor of giving you my axe? Whatever that is, a small amount. Whatever that is, that's what you have to pay hektish. Right? Fine.
If your mind's just as a neighbor, you probably wouldn't charge anything.
What?
Let's say it doesn't charge anything. It just does it as a neighborly favor.
So we're talking about a case that you'd get something. That's why it's a small amount. Because most people, I'd borrow it. But no, I got Hana that I lent it to you. Whatever that is. So the case is like this. Fine. Okay. Now, the Chavero. So I'm the gizbar. You want to borrow an axe from the Beis HaMikdash. I lend it to you. I'm over me'ila, but I didn't use it. So what am I over? How much me'ila am I over? The tovas hanav, what it's worth, to the goodwill feeling of lending the axe to somebody. Whatever that would be worth, that's what I'm over as me'ila. V'chaveiro mutter lebakabo lechatchila. You could use it. Why? Because I was already over me'ila. Once you're over me'ila, it becomes chulin. Now you can use it. The guy who lent it, the guy who actually borrowed it, he could use it. Now, v'ilo kanu, I'm amal. V'amai chaveru, mutu labaka lechakila. But if I don't use it, what me'ila was there? If I don't use it, what did we just say? If you lend an axe to somebody, and the guy needs it back, if you didn't start using it, you have to give it back. So if I borrow the axe, from the Beis HaMikdash, intending to lend it to you, what did I do? I didn't do anything. I didn't use it yet. So if I didn't use it yet, why am I over Me'ila? Why are you allowed to use it? You should be the one over Me'ila. What should I do? Give it back. You hear the question? Nahadre velo lakanya velo limol. Give it back. No kinyan, no me'ila. What's going on here? Right?
Aren't you an accessory to the whole process?
What?
You're an accessory.
You didn't do anything. In order, we just said, if I lend you an axe for 30 days, and I say, Yoni, I'm sorry, I need it back right away. So you know what? I didn't start using it yet. What's the halacha? You have to give it back. What do you see? That when you don't use it yet, you still don't own it yet. So you take it from Hektish on the condition I'm taking it from Hektish to give it to you. I didn't give it to you yet. So I'm over Me'ila. I didn't do anything. I didn't use it yet. Just give it back.
So
what is the problem that you have with this thing?
Well, no, I'm not having a problem at all. But since we don't say that, we say, what do we say? You are Moel, and you are allowed to use it. Obviously, whoever said this doesn't agree with the statement before that if you don't use it yet, you have to give it back. Doesn't agree with that. Because even though the guy who was over Me'ila, the Ginsburg, took the axe, he didn't use it, he's still over Me'ila. It has nothing to do with use. That's all. Right? Very good. Right. Upligi, the Rebbe Elazar, and this argues on Rebbe Elazar, the Amr Belazar, Kederech Shetiknu Meshicha B'Lakuchos, just like we have a rule of Meshicha, when it comes to Lakuchos, Kach Tiknu Meshicha B'Shomrim. The same thing when it comes to Shomrim. It doesn't go by use. It goes by picking it up. Once I pick up the axe, I have it now for 30 days. But I didn't use it yet. So what?
That's Kenyan.
Exactly. Kenyan. Exactly. Now, Rav Huna held no. What is the, what does a, what makes somebody a Shomer, what makes a Shomer, quote unquote, the owner? That only really applies by a Shoel. Because no other Shomer, a renter, yes. But they're not allowed to use it. Shomachin not allowed to use it. Shomachin not allowed to use it. What makes a Shoel? It's a machlokas. Some say picking it up. And some say use. It's a machlokas. Right? Tanya Amihachi. We have a bright that says this. Kishem shetiknu meshicha b'lakuchos. Ta'kach tiknu meshicha b'shomrim. So just like we have it by lakuchos, we have it by shomrim. U'kishem shekarka niknos b'kesef shtar b'chazaka. And just like karka you could buy with kesef shtar and chazaka. Kach schirus niknos b'kesef shtar b'chazaka. So to renting, renting also applies with kesef shtar b'chazaka. Schirus may meditate. What are you talking about? What are you bringing this in for? This has nothing to do with anything. So the Gemara says, Amar of Chista, schirus karka. No, schirus karka, right? Which you can't pick up. So I'm a metaltalin, you can't pick it up. So what's the kicker? A star. Or kesef, what is it? Kesef star and chazaka. Right. Next. Amar Shmuel. Hi man, de gazel. Listen to this Gemara. Hi man, de gazel, chavitza, de tamri. If I steal a package of dates, chavitza means it's compacted, a package of dates, mechavero, from you, the isper chamishim tamari, and there are 50 dates in this packet. Now, agav hadadi mizdabin benun nachi chada. If I sell it as a packet, I'm going to charge 49. 50 minus 1 is 49. I'm going to charge 49, right? Right? Rashi says right over here, agav hadadi mizdabin chamishim nachi chada, halokeach yachad, if I'm going to buy it as one package, eino nosin behem elamem tes prutos. You pay 49 for that. Kadesh yachza v'yimkar achas achas v'yiskar pruta. Why? Because you get a discount. But look at the next line. Chada chada mizdabin binun. If I'm going to buy it as one pack, if I buy them individually, then I pay a penny for each one. It's 50 cents.
Right.
But if I buy the whole packet, I get a penny off. It's 49 cents. Right? Now I stole it from you. So what do I have to pay you? They pay you 49 or they pay you 50? So that's the Gemara's question. You hear that? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says like this. Lehed yod. If I stole it from a head yod, Meshalim chavishim nechichada. I pay 49. That's what I stole. I stole a packet. Lehektish. But if I steal from Hektish, Meshalim chamishim, I pay 50. If Hektish belonged to Hektish somehow, I pay 50 and the chum shayu, and I pay the fifth. Right? You stole from Hektish, you have to pay a fifth. Okay? I pay 50. So what do you see from here? That Hektish is more machmir than Hed Yot.
Right.
Right? Paying an extra penny.
Yeah.
Masha'in came b'mazik. But that's different than a mazik The law mashalim chumsha. If I'm walking in the Beis HaMikdash and I break something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, I have to fix it. I have to pay for it. I don't have to pay a fifth for that. You only pay a fifth for use, not from I made a mistake. I damaged it. Right? Damar mar ish kiyachal kodesh problematic. Fine. Okay. Fine. That's not our issue. Now maskif lo of bibi bar maskif lo of bibi bar abaya lehedyot. Why does the why do you pay 49? Why? Namele, the nigzal should say to the gazlin, I was going to sell them individually. Why am I getting 49? I was going to sell them individually. What's going on here? The answer is, Amar of Huna bered de Rav Yoshua, Shaman Beisa Ba'osa Sada Tanan. The reason why you're only paying 49 is because you pay the field. It's a long Rashi. We had this in Baba Kama. Let's say an animal damages. You have a huge field, acres and acres of land, and the animal comes and eats a little few tomatoes from one patch, whatever. So you could say, oh my goodness, he ate so many tomatoes. You know how much that's worth in the market? It's worth $5. I guess it's worth $5. Yeah, but when you look at your entire field, the amount of tomatoes he ate is like 0.5% of your pardes. Pay $5 for that. It's 50 cents. Right? You view it in the totality. As the aggregate. What does that mean? That means you're very makel to the mazik. Someone sure did that. You're responsible for your shor. You machmer or you makel? We're very makel for the mazik. We look at it in the aggregate. So too over here. We're makel for the mazik. Yeah, I was going to sell them individually. Yeah, but it was a packet. So therefore we're makel for the mazik. That's what it is. It goes by a kulu for the mazik. Right? Okay. Lememra, the Savah Shmuel, din hedyot, lav kedin gavoa dami? Does that mean to say that the din of a hedyot, not the same thing as hektish? Hektish, I had to pay 50. For the guy, I pay 49. Vot nan, but we learned. Natal even okora me hektish. Now, the case is, I'm the contractor for hektish. That's my job. I'm the construction worker for hektish. So I have the beams and the bricks already in my yard. So I move them from my yard to my other yard. Am I over Me'ila? No. I didn't get a hanah yet.
Right.
Just, now, if I'm not the construction worker for hektish, why do I have their bricks? So the answer is because I'm the construction worker for hektish. That's why I have their bricks. So, Natal even okor me hektish, lo mal. You're not over Me'ila. Rashi says, Natal even, it's like further down where we are. It's almost where the lines get wider. Mesetas chagiga parchinon, michti, mishkol shakil. You have to pay for that. You stole Hektish's bricks. Mali b'na umali nasna l'chaveiro. What's the difference if I build it into my house or I give it to my friend? Why am I not over? V'akobinon b'gizbar. No, we're talking about the gizbar, meaning the construction worker. Sha'avne Hektish musar lo askinan. They're giving over to him to watch. He's watching the bricks. D'balav hachi nami b'rishusu humancha. That's why they're in his rishus already. Right? Hilkach lo mal b'agbaso. Just because I picked them up, that's not me'ila. If you come along and pick them up is enough. You're over Me'ila. I'm not because I'm the worker. So they're in my rishus, right? So, nasno lechaveiro, if I give them over to my friend, humal, then I'm over Me'ila. I have no right to give them to my neighbor. That I can't do. Vechaveiro, lo mal. But the chaver is not over Me'ila, right? Why? Because once you're over Me'ila, you make him chulin. I made them chulin by giving him to you. You're not over Me'ila. Bona besoch beso. I build it into my own house. Those bricks are mighty fine. I use them for my own deck. I make my own extension of my house with the bricks of hektish. Then lo mal ad shiyidur tachteh b'shavar pruta. What's the kicker of me'ila? When I sit under it, I get a pruta as worth out of it. Fine, pruta worth of anah out of it. V'yosef v'avo kamed of yochran v'yosef v'kamar mishrei de Shmuel. They were sitting around and they were saying zos omeres. Hador b'chotzer chaveiro shalom idaito. If I go into your chotzer without your permission, tzarech lahalos lo schar. I have to pay for that. Says Rashi in the first wide line, dechidar tachteha mal. Once I live under Hektish's bricks, I get hana out of that. I'm over Me'ila. Afagaf delo shnia. Even though I didn't change the brick, same brick, Then change it. Hadar b'chatzer chaveiro. If I live in your someone else's chatzer, shalo midas bailim, without your permission, you're on vacation, so I'll go live in your house for a week. Tzarech lahalos lo schar. I have to pay for that. Afilu b'chatzer, even in a chatzer, the lo kaima agra that you normally don't rent out. The havale zenen of zel lo chatzer. What do you lose? Be living in your house. All the lights are on, all the heat's on. What do you lose? Well, I gain. I can live somewhere. Then still have to pay. Why? The hahacha shlomidas hektish dar, because I'm living it. Because just like by hektish, same thing. Kamar demeshali meila lehektish. If I took hektish's bricks, I have to pay. What's the difference between hektish's bricks? I took your bricks. I have to pay you the same, just the same. But kamar zosamaris shmamina yalov hedyin nehektish ledaktik acharav. Same thing. Hektish and hedyin are the same thing.
Why not?
Because the special din of meila does apply. Right. No, we said before that if I steal the packet of dates, if it's a head, you ought to pay $49. If it's a head, I pay $50. What do you see? They're different. But you see from here, they're not different. Hadar. If I steal the bricks, I'm chayiv. If I live in your house, I'm chayiv. They're both the same. There's an argument to say if I live in your house, I should be putter. Why? Zenan of zelo chaser. Well, you didn't lose anything, and I gained. We don't say that. So what do you see? They're the same. So why are they the same by the bricks and not the same over here by the dates? So, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Hadar Be Shmuel Mahi. Shmuel took back what he said about the Me'ila. He took it back. You're right, it's not the same. Exactly, it's not the same. Umimai de Mahi Hadar Be. Why do you know he took that back? Dilma Meha Hadar. Maybe he took back the thing about the dates. So the Gemara says, no, lo. Mehi hadabe kidirava. He took it back because of what the Rava said. Dama Rava, hektish shalom midas, kehedyot midas dami. Hektish shalom midas is like hedyot midas. I can't live in your house midas. You know about it? Of course I can't do that. Hektish shalom midas. Hektish knew that I took the bricks. Shalom midas. So Rashi says, what do you mean shalom midas? Hashem knows everything. So of course it's midas. The Rashi says that. You don't believe me? He says...
Of course we do.
The hahacha, shlomidas hektish dar, v'kamar demeshalim me'ilu lehektish. Shmarnu yol of hektish, what does he say? He says it in somewhere. He says it somewhere. In the next Rashi. V'rachmana amar, man demahasni limol. V'rachmana yada, Hashem knows. Hashem knows you took the bricks. So, Hektish always knows. We call it Shalom Midas because Hashem's not a human being. Right? Then we call it Shalom Midas. But if it be Midas, you would know. I can't live in your house if you know. Right? So Hektish, Shalom Midas, is just like Baal Midas. Therefore, of course it's a different price by the dates. Of course it's a different price by the dates. Why? Because we're makel by a person. And we're not making by Hektish. Right. When it comes to the bricks, that's when Shmuel took it back. Same halacha. Okay. Amar Rava. Hani, I'm not 100% sure of this Gemara now. Hani Shukloi, these schleppers, the Tavru Chavis, the Chamro, Lachen Vinoi, they broke the barrel of the wine merchant. The schleppers broke it. So Biyama the Shuka, Bizdan the Behe. If it's a market day, they could sell it for five. Because there are buyers. On a regular day, it only be sold for four. So, what do they have to pay? So, ahadule biyama deshuka, they have to return it on the market day. Mahadule chavita dechamra, they have to return a barrel of wine, make them whole. They broke it. Bishar yome, on a regular day, mahadule hay, they have to give him five. V'lo amaron el delo havale chamra lizvuni. That's only if he didn't have any other wine to sell. So he's mamish stuck. Right? Avel havale chamro lizvune. But if he had other wine to sell, ha ibay lahu lizvune. Right? He could have sold that wine. So I didn't cause him a damage of five. Therefore, I only have to pay him back four. I think that's what the pshat is. Umanachile agar tirche. But you could deduct... When you pay the five, you could deduct the payment for the schlepping, because there is no schlepping for the owner, because you're doing the schlepping now. What?
Because you're doing it.
Because you're doing it. And also, udme beraz niyasa. They have to pay somebody to make a spout in the barrel, to force it, a spout, that also you, that guy doesn't have to pay for, because you're going to pay for that. So that's the payment. That's the story over there. All right? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.